Welcome to my podcast. My name is Fred Sharfstein, and we'll be talking about issues related to technology education.
Hi, and welcome back to Educational Technology Podcast. Today we're going to be listening to James Cherry, and he's going to be talking a little bit about Facebook's, MySpace, and social networkings, and some observations that he's made with these sites. So I'd like to thank James for allowing us to use this podcast. And here's James.
Hi, my name is James Cherry. Today is January 29th, 2009. This is my number one podcast for issues related to educational technology. And today's topic is social networking websites. I'd like to begin by saying that I do have a few accounts on these networking sites. I have a Facebook account, MySpace account, and a LinkedIn account. My LinkedIn account is quite a bit different from the other two. It's more of a professional account, and I don't use that one a whole lot, but after looking at it today, I'll probably use that one quite a bit more. My social networking started about a year and a half ago with MySpace, and once I found Facebook about 6 months ago, I enjoy that one quite a bit better. They all have advantages, and even though they all have their pros and cons, they do have a lot of differences. I do feel that MySpace is aimed more at a 12-year-old, a 20-year-old population, even though a lot of people of all ages have it. Facebook, I feel that Facebook is a more mature version. Not that MySpace is immature, but I just feel, I like Facebook a lot more. With all three, of course, there are pros. One of the big things with me being a parent, being a teacher, I look at some of the things that would benefit myself as well as my family and my students. And the nice thing is everybody can keep in touch with everybody. You know, whether it's a friend down the street, an uncle in Florida, or grandma out in California, it's great because you can stay in touch with everybody. One of my big things is I've recently, just in the last couple months, met up with some old friends that I was in the military with that I haven't seen in 10, 12 years. With everybody that uses these sites, you can blog, you can post pictures, you can post videos, you can instant message. It's great. And for the most part, they're all really user-friendly. On the other hand, there are some cons to them, to all the sites. Security and safety, I feel, is number one. You have a lot of people that go to these social networking sites, they set up an account, and they kind of leave themselves wide open. People can find email addresses, find the hometowns, and unfortunately, there are some predators on there that will look for some of the pages of some of the kids, I mean, our own students. And one of the other things that I feel is a con about these sites, they can be very addicting. I'm not too addicted to any of them, but I do know some people that spend a whole lot of time on them. My big thing about all the websites, and this goes whether you're 12 years old, whether you're a parent, whether you're in college, anything, you have to be educated on the safety of these sites. They have privacy settings. You can limit who sees your page and who can contact you. They're great. One of the things that I do feel that is not done enough with these sites is there's not a whole lot of emphasis on the security. A lot of times, you know, you take example, like a high school kid, they post some pictures. You hear about it in the news. You know, so-and-so took a picture with the cell phone. Now it's on their MySpace. Now everybody in school and everybody in town knows about this picture. We have to educate ourselves with these websites. They have so many advantages, but a lot of disadvantages. These websites can be very, very fun and very, very safe if you know what you're doing.
Thanks, James, for sharing that insight on Facebook's and MySpace. I tend to agree with James on his outlook on MySpace. I kind of refer to it as the MTV feel and or the Wild West that hasn't been tamed yet. And I guess we have to bring those girls from the East Coast to help tame that Wild West and bring it down to a little tamer world out there. As far as Facebook's, I do think that also Facebook's is a more mature site, and it helps keep us in contact. And kids are all about contact nowadays. Now, there was some discussion in our course about how much contact a student should have with teachers outside of class, And is social networking the place to have those conversations? That's interesting conversation in its own. As of October 1st, 2008, changed the rules. As of October 1st, 2008, the federal government has passed a law that was signed in shortly thereafter that is now going to require schools to educate students to the safety on the internet, the hazards of cyberbullying, and the hazards and things that children need to watch out for with social networking. So this will then have to become part of our E-rate / technology plans. In other words, you have to have a technology plan in order to receive E-rate funding, and that's the mechanism that they'll use to hold our feet to the fire and make sure that we comply with these new federal laws. So we all will have to be thinking about how we will do that with students. And in my blog site, you can find a post out there where the Attorney General for the state of Michigan has gave a bunch of resources to schools, videos, and will actually come into your school and give you a lecture. So those are helpful things, but we will need to address those in our technology plans as we move forward. So that should wrap us up for today, and I thank everybody out there in podcast land and for listening to EdTech Blog. And again, send us some feedback. Let me know what you think of this blog site. Enjoy.
That will do it for today's podcast. And remember, at times things seem tough. No funding, no time, and greater challenges than ever. But as the Patriot Fight song says, fight on, Patriots. Fight on till the end. Fight on, you Patriots. Stay in there and you'll win.